We hear from time to time about football clubs that struggle to get players and have to pull out from competitions and go into recess, unfortunately. But it's not just restricted to football. It happens in other sports as well. And the Devonport Hockey Club have withdrawn from the Greater Northern Hockey League for the first time in a number of years. Brent Jago is the competitions manager for Hockey Northwest, and he joins you now. Good morning, Brent.
Morning, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. I just wish it was under different circumstances. This was fairly short notice from Devonport too, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We're on the eve of our season start Saturday. But, look, it's hard to be critical of a club, you know, leaving it to the 11th hour. Devonport have been, you know, last year I think they celebrated their 30th or 40th anniversary, and their men's team were a powerhouse for a large chunk of that. They were a really, really strong team. Having played myself, they were always hard to beat. So I can understand a team and a club holding out to try and get a team on the park. But, yeah, it just wasn't possible in the end with player numbers deteriorating as they are in all sports at the moment. And, you know, we've said for a long time there's no such thing as a local footy crisis. It's a local sporting crisis. Player numbers are harder. You know, people are working more hours, people are looking after families, and mums, dads are working shift work, and it was inevitable it was going to hit hockey eventually, but it's a shame to lose a team, you know, as proud and as strong as what Devonport men once were.
Yeah, I think they've been around for almost 50 years, in fact, but and have always been involved in the Greater Northern League ever since it was started, I think, weren't they? One of the foundation teams?
Yeah, I was celebrating an anniversary. Greater Northern League was mid-80s, I think, kicked off the late 80s, and Devonport had been in from the start in the men. And they also lost their women's team in the summer period as well, so they've unfortunately lost their men and women top-grade sides and in a space of a few months, which is very unfortunate for them and unfortunate for the competition as well. You know, we're all competitive, but you hate to see a club go by the wayside. At the end of the day, you need someone to play against, and we need as many numbers out there run around as possible.
Yeah, I think they're still going to be playing in the lower divisions, but I guess the aim, you know, the elite level doesn't always suit everyone, so there'll still be an opportunity for players to get a game there.
That's exactly right. Hockey's probably a little bit different to, you know, football and that. Now, we still play in a competition at the top grade that does run from Smithton to Launceston, so, you know, throughout a winter season, you've got four trips to Launceston and a Smithton trip chucked in, and, you know, you're travelling around the coast. So travel is an issue for some people, that's for sure. It makes it probably not as attractive. But, yeah, we've just got to find a way to promote our sport and keep it out there and make the, you know, people want to play in that top grade and make it as proud as possible.
What is the situation with numbers in hockey? Like I said in the intro, we hear a lot about football clubs, but not so much about hockey and other sports. Is this something new, or has it been building for a while?
I'd say it's been building for a while. We're definitely not immune to the struggles of every sport. But, look, on paper, yeah, statewide numbers are actually going okay. Look, if you look at the figures and stats officially from Hockey Taz, I think we actually grew from 2019 to last year because we sort of took the 2020 COVID-affected year out of it. But it's more in the senior level we're noticing. You know, senior teams are older every year. It's the same sort of older heads running around. And we really do. Hockey has a really big problem from probably the age of 16 to 20. You know, those kids are leaving school, heading off to university, going here, they're everywhere. And the elite kids go to play in the Hobart Premier League, which is probably one of the more, you know, higher standard rural leagues in the country, probably. So the talent of kids are going down there, and we are sort of losing that next level to other sports or school or work. So, yeah, it's that age demographic that's a battle that we've got to try and attract at the moment. But, again, I think that's every sport also.
Yeah, I think you're not the lone ranger in that one. Every 4 years we see it with Olympic sports like rowing and cycling and others that get a bit of a boost after the Olympics. Does that happen in hockey as well?
Yeah, certainly. We've definitely noticed the rise. Like, I've got some teammates who no longer play. They're getting into stuff like mountain biking and, you know, motorbike riding. Stuff that's, I think that commitment, that weekly commitment for people and having to train this night, that night, be there on a sad day, I think that's probably what people are going away from. So while they're still remaining active and being involved, it's, you know, they're playing golf or going mountain bike riding or something that they can decide to do on a Saturday morning or stay home if they like. And that's where we've probably lost some of the guys, you know, close to home at my club that we've noticed. So, yeah, it's the commitment that is driving people away, unfortunately.
No one's got a crystal ball or a silver bullet. So how do you rectify it, Brent?
Look, I think all you can do is change things and try different things. You know, there's no point just doing things a certain way because it's the way they've always been done. So next year we're thinking about, you know, as a competition administrator, I still have to run everything by the clubs, but I'm going to try and push, you know, a lot more midweek games. You know, if you could play your local teams in Devonport and Burnie against each other on a Thursday or Friday night, you know, you'd be able to go to people and say, well, all of a sudden, you know, 16, 18 game season, but you've only got to free up 10 weekends through winter rather than every weekend, and just things like that, just changes that it may not work, but I think it's certainly worth a try to see if we can get the competition level back up there and attract some numbers back.
I like the way you're thinking, actually. You know, like you said, if you leave things the way they are, then they're just going to wither on the vine, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly. We've got to try and change. And I think in the past, people have been a little bit apprehensive, but I think a lot of the clubs are starting to recognise now that, as I said, a lot of the senior teams are starting to get a few years under their belt. And while we love people still playing, you really want that elite sort of younger age group to be taking the mantle in the seniors off their older heads now. So hopefully we can do that and if we try and reinvigorate things, it may work in our favour. It may not, but it's certainly worth a try.
All right, quick plug, Brent. Where do people go if they want to get involved in hockey?
Pretty much Google Hockey Northwest. There's all our local clubs will come up. Go to Hockey Tasmania website and you'll find a link to clubs in Burnie, Devonport, Smithton, Launceston, or anywhere you are, there's a hockey club on your doorstep.
Well, it's a shame that Devonport aren't in the Greater Northern Men's League competition this year. Hopefully they'll be back in next year. Brent, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Not a problem. Thanks, Martin. Appreciate it.